we were talking yesterday about the call that each and every one of us have to be witnesses. I've used the term before prophets as well. I think the weeks before I used the term prophets, but witnesses to the faith. And maybe God is trying, well, I think it's more than that, but God is trying to get our attention in saying, are you doing what I've asked you to do? You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish, and I welcome you to the broadcast. We are located in Alston, Massachusetts, and we are here every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at 9:50 a.m., 100.3 FM, and you can also hear us after the program broadcast at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There, by the way, you'll check on ways if you'd like to support the show. And you know, if you support the show, it can really, even if you were to support the show with a dollar donation, that tells us that you listen and you care enough about the show that you're supporting the show. So something to think about. If you go to CatholicAudioMedia.com and you'll see where it says donate, and even if you want to just do a dollar, that just lets us know that you are listening. But anyway, here we are every single day and talking about this. And what we were talking about yesterday and continuing that is the reality how you and I have a witness that we're called to do. So we can look at what is going on in our country. We can look at a lot of the violence that's happening in certain cities. We can look at the lot of struggles, the legitimate complaints that people have. And we can say, this is what's going on, but is part of this, as Benedict the 15th said 100 years ago, is part of this because we have not been the witnesses we've been called to be. And I said to you, Benedict the 15th, I mean, we get the two, there's only 100 years difference between the two of them, but Benedict the 15th said that one of the causes of all the problems in the world 100 years ago, which was during World War I, was the lack of good Catholic preaching, which, by the way, Catholics are notorious for not doing good preaching. Lately, I've been using, well, for a couple of years, I've been using a teleprompter. I don't know if I'm going to continue doing that. It helps me to make sure that the words are coming out right, but I still listen to what that was, that we have to preach the gospel well, and we're called to do that. Now, in light of that, we also have this witness, but to be witnesses to the faith, it's more than just living a good life, because you, by the way, can be an atheist and live a good life. It's about really coming to appreciate who Christ is. And the only way we can do that is be people of prayer, be people of study, mostly the Word of God, but also good spiritual reading, and to bring our everything to our prayer, to really be people who pray in such a way, pray to our Lord Jesus Christ in such a way that we are transformed. Now, we know a lot of people prior to the COVID had just stopped going to church because why do I have to go to church? I'm good enough to get to heaven as it is. And this is what I was saying yesterday. Fine. Although that's actually incorrect, but we'll continue with that thought for a minute. But you weren't called to be good enough to heaven. You were called to be prophets so that other people are saved, but you've got to know what are they saved to. You've got to know who Christ is. You've got to really come to know Christ. And you and I have been called to know Christ on a personal, deep, intimate level. If you study the lives of the saints, you will find that the reason why they lived the lives they did was not because they were afraid of going to hell. It was because they were in love with God. And you and I have a calling to likewise be in love with God. Just absolutely be in love with God. We have a calling to do that. We have a calling to be so in love with God that it transforms our life. And we come to be in love with God through that relationship with his son, Jesus Christ. Now, some Catholics will hear that and say, well, that's not Catholic teaching. Actually, it is. If you read the book, read a lot of books from the saints and everything else. But one of them, I'm going to give you a contemporary that many people really appreciate, and that is Cardinal Robert Sara. If I said that right, Cardinal Robert Sara. And in his book, The Day is Now far spent. He talks about that very strongly. And he talks about the importance, how we must really be people of prayer. And being people of prayer is not only, oh Lord, I want to do well on my test today. It's, oh Lord, I want to come to know you. I want to fall in love with you. I want to be transformed by you. I want to experience you in my life. And it's also to bring all our issues to the Lord in all different ways, and to turn around and say, this is a tough day, or I'm having a tough time with somebody, or I'm enjoying this. I mean, one of the things I've learned to do is to say thank you for many experiences I have, even if it's just riding my bike on a good day. But it's getting to know and appreciate and be in touch with the Lord every single day. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish here from Allston, Massachusetts on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM, Catholic Audio Media. You've decided to return to your faith and to start to go back to church. Then everything seems to go wrong. It's almost as if the Lord is making it harder for you. You're discouraged. Have you read Sirach chapter 2? Yes, Sirach chapter 2 has one of the most powerful words of encouragement.
When you come to serve the Lord, prepare yourself for trials.
It reminds you that your difficulties are how God is purifying you.
For in fire, gold is tested. In the chosen, in the crucible of humiliation.
So the next time you feel the whole world is working against you, check out Sirach chapter 2.
In the Old Testament.
Do you have any thoughts on what topics we should cover here? Do you have any issues you would like us to address here? How about questions you might have? Would you like to audition for a volunteer segment? Then write our program at producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. That's producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. Let us know what topics you would like us to discuss about your Catholic faith. We will consider them, and if they are fit for the show, we'll put them in. producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. We're back, and before the break, we were talking about the importance of having a deep personal relationship with Christ. It's so important. See, a lot of people define their Catholic faith strictly by doing good and praying to God and doing rote prayers and maybe ask the Lord to help them in different experiences. But, you know, one of the things that we heard as part of the break was that passage from Sirach. And that passage really reflects on one of the ways, even though it's from the Old Testament, and by the way, a Catholic Bible as well. You can't find it in a non-Catholic Bible. But in that book of Sirach, in that passage, you find those powerful words that even when things are going wrong, the Lord is working in our lives. And that's so powerful because he's forming us. So he's forming us right now in what we are going through. He's leading us in different ways, but we have to be in touch with him so that we understand that. Now, I actually first became aware of that passage actually in prayer. I was going through a really rough time in the Navy, and in the Navy, I came back to the church. There are kind of a few stories in there with that, but I came back to the church, and I remember it was a difficult day. It was a difficult assignment. It was a difficult day. Things were going wrong, and whatever the case may be, and I remember praying and saying, Lord, you've got to help me, or whatever the case may be. However, I prayed, and I opened up the Bible, and I found that passage. When you come to serve the Lord, prepare yourself for trials. I have never forgotten that. That passage changed my life. And that's why it's so important to me. But look what it says. Your difficult times are fire, are like fire that is testing gold. What that really means is your impurities are there, and fire removes impurities so that the gold is even more purified. So our difficult times, whether those difficult times are at work, at home, with family, whatever the case may be, and we have to bring them to prayer. These are ways we witness to others by experience the Lord in our life when things are really difficult. These are the ways. So you and I are called to have these deep personal experiences with Christ. And let's face it, Catholics in the Boston area have been through an intensely difficult time. However, God has formed us for something. And I remember I used to preach, and this is over the years in several of my parishes. Now I guess I don't have to preach it anymore. But I used to preach that we've been going through this difficult time because there will come a day that you will see that our nation is going through a difficult time, and God is preparing us for that moment. Well, I think that moment is here. And so we need to be people of faith. Now, I don't know if you know this. We are currently in what is known in Portuguese as the Quaresma of São Miguel Arcángel. What does that mean? Well, simple. We are in the 40 days, Quaresma, of St. Mark Michael the Archangel, because the first week of October is a very interesting feast, and one of them is the Feast of the Guardian Angels, but the other is the Feast of the Archangels. So many people in the Portuguese-speaking world are actually praying a special devotion to St. Michael. So one of the things that we are doing as people of faith is we are at St. Anthony's, and I encourage you to do it at home, is praying the prayer of St. Michael at the end of Mass. Sometimes I forget, I'll admit it, but we're praying the prayer of St. Michael at the end of Mass. And when we pray the prayer of St. Michael, then in doing so, we are participating in this powerful moment. Now, the Brazilians are doing a more powerful devotion, and they're more equipped for it. But we are doing this devotion. So I'm asking you to consider that, to pray the prayer of St. Michael at the end of your day, or during your day, at the end of Mass, whatever the case may be. It doesn't necessarily have to be at Mass that you do it, because technically those prayers were proscribed by Vatican II. But you can pray the prayer if you want to at home, or if your parish has some form of devotion, you can do that. Because this is the time of the prayer of St. Michael, because we're called to be strengthened so that we can witness to the people. Remember, when you're watching the news and you see a lot of the problems going on in our country, and you see a lot of the perpetrators of the problems, and you can turn around and say, look at that one, I want you to stop for a second. God wants every one of those people saved. That's part of God's will. And he has called you to be agents of his message. That's why it's important. So take this time as a time to listen to that message. And maybe God's trying to get our attention. Have yourself a blessed day. We've updated CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can now contact us directly here at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. You can donate to the program through several of our online donation portals, and you can read our blog with material that often supplements our radio program. You can, of course, listen to the voice of St. Anthony Parish every day, so check out the new CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com.